Louder Than Life 2016.
Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd at Champions Park.
With Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold,
Korn, Slayer,
The Cult,
Cheap Trick,
and so many more.
Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for all ticket and festival information.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are here at the 2016 Pilgrimage Music Festival in Franklin, Tennessee, and we're joined by singer-songwriter Alyssa Bonaguru. Alyssa, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Well, doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Oh, man, it was so much fun today. We had a great time playing the Pilgrimage.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask, you know, what is it like for you on a personal level being here and performing at this festival in your hometown?
It's really special to perform here in my hometown because I have such a love for Franklin, Tennessee. I will always have a house here and a home here. My parents still have the house that I grew up in as a kid. So it's just really, really special to be able to be on the ground and to play my music in my favorite town in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's Franklin is such a lovely town with such rich history, and the people are so friendly here. That's like one thing that I'll never just forget. People are so friendly. And also,
I know
your town has a knack for musicians. I mean, you're from there, of course, your parents, and then, Haley from Paramore and several.
Yeah.
Others.
I think that it's just like people just love all kinds of music in this town. And it's so cool because like there's so many different genres that come out of here that are successful. And I've known Haley since we were little. We actually used to dance together, and she's such a good person. And Franklin we've just always been inspired by all kinds of music growing up here.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to congratulate you on the release of your new album. And
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the writing process on that album. What was it like for you, you know, writing this album and, you know, essentially giving birth to it?
You know, I've been writing these songs for, like, the last 4 years of my life, and a lot of them I've been saving for my projects, and, you know, I've also had cuts on other people's records, which is such an honor when someone cuts your song, you know. But this record is really special to me because these songs, like, I think 5 out of the 10 I wrote by myself, and just kind of got back to, like, who I was as an artist after kind of writing for everyone else. And so it's been really, like, just an amazing and healing process for me to finally get them out for people to listen to. And I'm really, really proud of these tunes and the production and everything.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know that you've actually, like you said, you've done work with so many other artists. I think when you were like a little girl, you sang with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That's gotta be pretty trippy.
Man, it was amazing. He asked me to sing on a Christmas record that he was doing at the time. And what an absolute treat. But, you know, it's crazy. My parents actually, you know, opened up for him. That's how they kind of got their start in country music. It opened it up for Kenny Rogers and George Strait and Reba McEntire.
Wow.
And so it was, like, really full circle when he asked me to do that, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
That was really, really cool. He's such a lovely man.
Yes, he is. I've never heard anything bad about Kenny Rogers. Like, he just seems like he's such a nice guy, you know?
Oh, man, he's the best.
So you're a multi-instrumentalist, and I wanted to ask, is there a particular instrument that you like more so than the other?
You know, I started playing piano. Like, I started when I was, like, 3 years old. I started taking piano lessons. And I learned how to play by ear because I didn't really understand, like, reading notes and stuff. And so that, to me, like, and from there, that the piano gave me, you know, the ear to pick up the guitar and try and start playing. And I would tune my guitar to open tuning so that it would sound like the piano, like an open chord of the piano. So I think piano's always been my favorite because of the voicings. And so that's what I model my guitar playing after. But, you know, I listened to a lot of Joni Mitchell's recordings and how she tunes her guitar, and so I kind of, like, my style of playing is derived after that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that kind of leads into my next question, but you know, you've been surrounded by amazing musicians like your whole life, you know, including your parents.
Yeah.
Would you say that there's like one musician or, you know, person in particular that you kind of take your style from or that has kind of influenced your style?
Well, you know, my mom and my dad have always been my biggest influences because, you know, growing up on the bus, like 3 weeks old on the tour bus, it's like you're kind of just a sponge, you know? And so I would, like, listen to them sing harmonies together and just, like, be in awe. And I wanted to do that because I saw that happening, you know?
Absolutely.
And so they're definitely my biggest influences. But aside from them, Joni Mitchell is one of my biggest influences. I love her songwriting and her open tunings and that, like, country folk ground that she covered as an artist. But her and I also really love Sheryl Crow. I kind of picked up an electric guitar when I listened to Sheryl Crow play for the first time. And she just, like, tweeted my band, like, the Sisterhood, and I cried.
Yeah.
It was so cool. It was so cool. So her and I also like Don Mayer and Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. Paul McCartney, I mean, all those people are my major influences.
Very nice, very nice. Some really good influences. I wanted to ask
you,
you also produce, what do you like more? What do you enjoy more, producing or performing?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. you know, I love performing. I love producing a lot of, like, about the same, but there's something about each that you can't really compare because when you're in the studio, you create this thing that, like, wasn't there, like, an hour ago. And it's, like, a really cool thing to experience. Like, it's, like, almost like a painting that you're painting and, you know, you see it in your head and you imagine it how you want it to be. And then when you create it and you see it for the first time, it's, like, a really amazing feeling. That's the feeling of producing. And then when you're performing, you get to connect with people, you know, that are maybe haven't seen you at all and they're just getting to discover you, or maybe they've seen you like 10 times or more and they love your music. And so that's a whole other ballgame where you get to, like, you know, connect with people. And that's really what music is about. It's the reason why we go into the studio and we produce these songs and we, you know, make music is because we want to connect with other people. So I think they really go hand in hand together, you know. I also love being in the, you know, being on the road. I'm like such a gypsy. I have to be traveling, so I love being on the road.
Very nice, very nice. So with the Sisterhood, you know, you work with Ruby Stewart, who's the daughter of Rod
mm-hmm.
Stewart. What was it like getting kind of like that okay, that thumbs up from her dad? You know, Rod Stewart is, like, he's a legend in his own right, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was, like, it was really, I mean, I am still, like, even, you know, getting to hang with her and her family. It's, like, such, it's so cool and, like, such an amazing experience to watch Rod sing and to, you know, see how talented he is. Oh, my God. I mean, like, just from the way he performs, the way he sings, but he's, it just was amazing when he told us that he loved our music, and he was the one who kind of was advocate and was like, you know, you guys should, like, really think about starting a band together. You're really good together. And so we did, and I'm really grateful for him, but he's wonderful. He's a wonderful person.
Very nice. Yeah, he sure seemed like it.
Yeah. So is Ruby.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, for you guys to have, like, this group together, she's got to be, you know, pretty cool herself.
Oh, man, she's so cool. And, you know, she's also really into, like, humanitarian stuff. And, like, we started this nonprofit thing called One Light. It's, like, an organization that sends these solar puff lanterns to places with no electricity.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool. We wrote a song for that. We've just been trying to help the world and more ways than one, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. How can our listeners get involved with that? Do you guys have a website? Where can they go and kind of figure, you know, help?
Yeah, so if you go to thesisterhoodband.com, there's a little tab that says One Light, and you can see the video of there's footage from when Ruby went to Haiti, and it's, like, really moving. I mean, when she told me about her story, she went to Haiti and when the earthquake happened and wanted to help. And so her story just really moved me, and she was like, Alyssa, will you write a song with me about it? And I was like, absolutely. Like, and she showed me these images of these kids, like, sitting around white, you know, and it's wow. So important. We don't think about how important electricity is. I mean, we freak out without our phones for like 2 seconds, you know? And so it just kind of humbles you to come back to Earth and to realize like that there are people in the world that are really struggling that don't have any electricity. And so these solar tough lanterns, you put them out in the sun all day and they last for 8 hours at night. So potentially you can like save a kid's life from like violence and all the stuff that could potentially happen in the dark. And it won't happen if there's light around, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. That is incredible. And, it's definitely a noble cause. I'll include it in the interview so that people can.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's huge. Man, that's awesome. Alyssa, what is the biggest thing that you want people, listeners, to take away from your music? I know that, you know, a lot of musicians, singers and songwriters, they'll say, you know, hey, the song is open for interpretation. I want the listener to take what they want from it. That with you, or is there something like when people listen to your music, what do you want them to get out of it?
I honestly want to be a friend for someone that needs them in that moment of 3 minutes and 40 seconds. You know, I think that without music in my life, I would go crazy, you know, and there's been so many moments in my life where I've been happy or I've been sad or I've been like lonely, and music gets me through it, and I hope that my music can be that for someone else, because if that happens, then it connects us on a level where we can't really connect otherwise, you know, and that musical connection is something that, it's like such a special bond. That's why, like, performing is so amazing, and being able to, you know, look into someone's eyes, and, you know, like, for that moment, you're going through the same thing together, and that doesn't happen anywhere else, you know? So yeah. That would be my hope for people listening to my tunes. Just feel like they have a friend and we can get through it together, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And with that, like, you're still really young, and you're like so full of energy, and I mean, there's such a realness.
Thank you.
Such a humbleness. What are some things, or what is the one thing that keeps you humble? Because, you know, you've had this amazing life. You've gotten to share the stage with some incredible music legends, and you've seen the world. Like, what kind of keeps you in check? Because, you know, like, when I talk to you, you know, you have such a sincere spirit, and you're so kind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, thank you so much. You know, God really keeps me humble. I mean, I'm so grateful for my life and for what I'm able to do. And you know, I think we're all on this earth, like, trying to figure it out together as humans. And so, like, the only way to do that is to come together and to be peaceful and to enjoy music and enjoy life together. And so it's definitely that. I mean, I'm always grateful to be a messenger. And that's kind of what, I guess, keeps my head on my shoulders is God.
Man,
really.
That is awesome, Alyssa. I kind of want to do a little bit of a detour because this wasn't, like, a question that I planned at. But
that's okay.
I was wondering if you could tell me, like, in your own words, like what does God mean to you?
What does God mean to me?
Yes, like there's not a right or wrong answer, but I just want to.
Yeah.
I'd like to know kind of, like, what does he mean to you? Like, for a listening audience, I think it'd be really cool to get a perspective on, you know, because lots of people have, you know, I think, misconceptions about God, and, you know,
sure.
I believe in God, you know, I believe, you know, he created the earth and all the people.
Yeah.
But that's not.
Well, I think that whatever you believe in, whether it's anything, I mean, you can have any kind of belief, but I think it's really important for me, it's important to believe in something that, let me think of the way I want to say this. Well, let me think. There's a good way to say this. God to me is, like, you know when you listen to a song and it gives you chills? and you feel something.
Yes.
That's what God is to me all the time. I mean, when I pray, I feel chills, and when I sing music, I feel chills, and when I listen to music that is meaningful and has soul, I feel chills, and that is what God is to me. And He's in, you know, music everywhere, and I think that's what the coolest part about it is, you know. It's like one thing that connects us all together, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. Man, that was such a very vulnerable moment, you know, for you, I know. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. Like,
yes, of course. Of course.
I know it's something that will make a lot of people kind of uneasy, but, I mean, like, I think you just...
No, I think it's good. I'm happy to talk about it, but I really appreciate you asking.
No problem. So Alyssa, I know that, you know, you have this album that's out now. It was actually released yesterday, I believe.
Yes, I'm so excited.
perfect timing. Do you plan to tour in support of the album?
Yes, hopefully in the new year I'll be able to get out and do some shows. And in the meantime, I'll be out with the Sisterhood, and we're going to be working on our record too. And that's going to come out in the new year, too. So there's a lot going on, but I'm so excited for people to hear this music. It's music that I've been, you know, like I said, harboring for, like, the last, like, 4 years of my life. And it's just really exciting for me to get people to hear it, you know, and hopefully connect with someone, you know?
Absolutely. I think it will, because it's so beautifully done. I mean...
Thank you.
There's a ton of artists that are out there, especially in your genre. But there's something that's, like, different about you. And I think it is, not to sound cliche, but I think it is, you know, your relationship with God and just your meekness and your willingness to connect with people and to share your story with the world. I think there's something to be said about that. Like, you're definitely not in it to, you know, to live up to anybody's expectations or anything like that. Like, when I listen to your music, I believe that you're doing it because you have a strong love, and that's the gift that you were given by God, and it's like you're essentially giving it back to Him by sharing it with the world. So.
Oh, man, thank you. That's the utmost compliment, and that's all I could ever hope for, that someone would feel. So thank you so much.
Welcome. You're welcome. No, it's the truth. Like, it kind of blew me away, because, like, I had heard about you before. I'd never seen any of your live shows or anything. And I'd heard of you, I'd heard of your parents, I knew your parents' music, I didn't know, because, you know, like, sometimes you do have kind of that thing where it's like legacy, where it's like, oh, well, my parents did this, so I'm going to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah.
It's totally different. Like, I was really, really blown away by your music, and, I mean, this
Thank
new
you.
Album, it's just from start to finish, and...
Thank you so much. Well, you know what's great about my parents? They never really, like, they never... forced me to do anything. They just always kind of, like, helped me be me, you know, and they were, you know, they would always say, like, look, Liz, if you want to go work at, like, you know, 9-to-5 job, then we're happy if you want to do that, and if you want to be a singer, then we're happy if you want to do that, and they've just always been so supportive, so I'm so glad that we get to share music together as a family, because it's a really special bond, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I guess I'm surrounded by my boyfriend. Dad is Brad Whitford and Aerosmith, so he's an offspring, and Ruby's an offspring, so it's like, I guess we all find each other.
That's so awesome.
I know, it's funny.
that is a support system, if I've ever heard of one. That is, like,
yes.
Essential support system. That is awesome.
That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, Alyssa, I wanted to ask you, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of your mini projects?
So you can go to alyssabonagura.com, and it's Italian, so it's Bonagura, my last name. And my first name is Alyssa. And if you go to alyssabonagura.com, you can see, I like, make the website, so I, like, update it all the time, and there's all my news and my music. And right now, the record's live on iTunes and Apple Music, and in a couple weeks it'll be up everywhere else in the world, so, like, on Amazon and Spotify and all that stuff, so you'll be able to hear it.
Very nice. Some good things on the horizon here.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, and I also have a new music video out that's on TNT right now. It's a song called Rebel off my new record. And my friend Dallas Wilson directed it and produced it with me, and we did it all together, just the two of us in my backyard in Franklin. So you get to like see where I grew up and
wow.
See my backyard.
That is huge, man. That is awesome.
Yeah,
I didn't know about the music video release. That's really cool.
Yeah, it just came out like a couple days ago before the album came out.
Perfect. Okay.
So it's on my Facebook, too. You can find my Facebook. It's just Alyssa Bonagura Music, and you can find me there.
Okay. Good stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Welcome. And, Alyssa, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, so much for joining me on today's show. You've had a hectic schedule, and I thank you for, you know, taking the time to sit and chat with me.
Of course, man.
I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything like to fit our listening audience.
Say that one more time.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Oh, well, I just want to say thank you for listening so much to my music and to the interview and getting to know me as a new artist. I'm just excited to meet you all through song. And find me on Facebook and stay in touch, because I love hearing your stories, and it really, like, warms my heart to get messages. So please feel free to message me all the time.
Awesome. Good stuff all around.
Great, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great to talk to you. I appreciate the interview so much.
Oh, no problem at all. Guys, that was singer-songwriter Alyssa Bonagura. Check her out. We'll put the link to her website in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. Download the app, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Alyssa as well as many, many others.
Louder Than Life 2016. Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd at Champions Park. With Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn, Slayer, The Cult, Cheap Trick, and so many more. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for all ticket and festival information.